usually the boars that we have that come in here that are not what we call juveniles in the 3 to 4 year age that may have been kicked out by the sows, they kind of know the drill, and they'll come into town and hit some streets, and then they're gone for a few days. You think they've left the area, and then they show back up. So they're hard to catch up with.
The speed with which these bears went straight for some trash cans in town suggests that they knew what they were doing and knew what they were looking for.
Every indication is that all the bears you're seeing right now are the sows that had cubs last year. And so, yeah, they've come in, and unfortunately we've had some circumstances where they came in for herring and herring roe, and then we had some people that dropped off branches or threw them out of the truck or whatever they did, but right alongside of the road, which got the bears off the beach and back up into there, and then of course it's a short hop into the neighborhoods. So we've had some circumstances like that that have aggravated it, but then we've also had a couple of these bears on the Sawmill Creek side that have gone after chickens, and even though we had quite a few sows with cubs in last year, they really didn't bother the chickens in the coops. But so we've got some other challenges right now.
Can we head this off at the pass as a community right now if we kind of cooperate with our garbage and so on?
Well, it helps, but I'll tell you, Robert, that it gets to the point, if I can catch up with the sows that are going after the chickens, I'll try to move them off island. I don't think they'll last very long if they keep going after chickens, and then it turns into dogs, and it gets to the situation where it's something has to be done right away. On the other side, we've had some people that have been charged after the dogs have gone after the sow with cubs, and then the cubs have pursued the dogs, and then the sows pursued the cubs. So it gets real tough right now. So we are actively trying to catch the sows, but that gets to be a real tricky thing too. We didn't have any luck over the weekend. We tried 3 days to pick up the ones that were on Sawmill Creek, and of course they've also modified their behavior. They were coming out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and now it's they keep changing around. So you end up hopscotching across the Sitka community trying to catch up with them, and even when you do catch up with them at night's a terrible time to try to dart them, as you have to be so close. And we're trying to work on that, and we've got the other problem is that we've got a culvert trap that's available, but it can only handle a bear up to about 375 pounds. And the problem is with sows and cubs, if you catch one of the cubs, all heck breaks loose when the sow tries to get that cub out of that trap, and it makes it tough to even get close to her to get a dart into her.
Are the sows too large for the culvert trap, or is the risk just that their cubs might get into the trap before they do?
That's the risk. If you can get the sow to go into the trap first, that's great, because then the cubs are going to stick around close and you can get them. We'll put ear tags on all of the cubs, and we're also going to put visual markings on those that are going to stay here for a while, in hopes that we can keep them out of the trash and have them go their own way. But the ones that have been after the chickens and that, I think we're going to try to move them and at least give them a chance, that chance, because other than that, they're not going to be around here very long.